Hey, y'all.
Hey.
My voice is back.
I know. You don't sound as sexy as you were before.
This is episode 18. What we're loving about marriage.
What we're loving.
This is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. I'm Randy.
I'm Mikey.
And we're here to talk about all we're learning, unlearning, and this episode, loving about marriage. We realize we don't really do that. We don't usually talk about the good things. So that's what we're going to do this episode. Before that, we do have a nice voicemail that someone left.
A really nice voicemail.
Last week. And she actually gave us some homework to do. And that will be a part of this episode as well. But we'll get into that later.
We hope you enjoy.
Hi, Mikey and Randy. My name is Nikki. So I've tweeted you guys a couple of times, and I have gone through and listened to all of the episodes since I discovered it a few days ago, and I just have to say, again, you guys are mine and my husband's best friends in our heads. Like, there's so much about you guys that reminds us of ourselves. It's absolutely amazing. Now, my comment for today is about, you guys talked about your communication methods and how you guilt arguments. I want to know if you guys have done the love languages quiz, and if you have, how do you incorporate those kinds of things into your marriage frequently? So, like, words of affirmation is mine, so my husband has to give me words. Hey, I know you're having a bad day. What can I do for you? Versus his, which is quality time, is me putting down my phone and not paying attention to anything but him. And everybody is different. So I'm curious about that for you guys. So I can't wait for your next episode, because I'm a little obsessed with listening. And as we relocate, we're moving 6 hours away from home at the end of the month. So we will be listening to them again for the ones that he hasn't heard with me. You guys have a great day. Peace, Mike and Randy. Bye.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Thank you so much, Nikki, for your voicemail.
It's always nice to get, like, stuff that we've asked for.
And voicemails from people we don't know.
Yeah.
So thank you. It's not like from our mothers, who we love, but you know. It was nice.
Yeah, we don't know you, and we appreciate you calling.
Yes, but we'd like to know you.
We would.
So thank you so much.
I feel closer to you already.
Right. That 6-hour trip is going to be fun. But yeah, so we did take the love language quiz. We have taken it before. We wanted to see if anything changed, but we'll get into that later on in the episode.
Yeah.
So, all right. This is episode 18 again, What We're Loving About Marriage. Now, we've shared what we've learned and unlearned. And so this episode, we're going to get into loving. But first, we have our love story from Mikey. And then we'll wrap it up with a fight or flight. And I'm ready, because I have not had a fight or flight for 3 episodes.
You got beef?
Yes.
Oh.
And then lastly, we'll have some PDA before ending the episode. All right, babe. Love story.
So today's love story. The way I stumbled across this love story is actually a little random. So I follow a Facebook page about a car that I really like. That dude mentioned that his car was featured in a story, like a love story between like his friend and someone else. I then found another story on that site, and that's the story that I went with.
Okay.
So I might touch on the other one later.
Serendipity.
But yeah. Is that the movie was about?
That's a movie?
You never seen Serendipity?
No.
How do you know that word if you never saw the movie Serendipity?
Because I read. What are you saying?
Nerd.
But get this love story.
So, I found a story on realsimple.com. It's just like a series of love stories.
Okay.
And this one is about Abigail and Dwayne. They are 29, 33.
Okay.
Married for 9 months.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, it's new.
God bless you.
But I like the way that they're marriage started.
Okay.
Abigail says she's never met anybody through her job. She works as a real estate investigator. So instead, she had a bad habit of reigniting old relationships, like finding exes and being like,
don't do it, girl.
Let's make it work now that like I'm a little bit older. In 2010, 3 of her sisters that she's really close to and her brother-in-law urged her to try like an auction, a date auction.
Okay.
Yeah. And of course, at first she was like, nah, I'm not really into that. But eventually she gave in. She looked through the online profile of the men.
Okay.
And she saw one that looked, as she described, pretty dreamy.
Hmm.
I think women know. I don't know what that means.
Like a big dreamy?
Anywho. his bio mentioned that he coached Little League and she loves kids.
Oh.
So that like stuck out to her. She had never, he said he had, the interview goes back and forth. He said he had never participated in an auction before. He only agreed because it was for a good cause. The proceeds were going to breast cancer research.
Okay.
Yeah. And we love that over here.
We do.
We love causes that support breast cancer death, like killing breast cancer.
Babe, we get it.
Just want to specify. the auction was held at a live music venue in Austin, different Texas. Dwayne came on stage and five other women raised their paddles. They were bidding. And Abigail's sister, who's really competitive and was a little bit drunk,
oh, no.
wasn't trying to like lose. And so sis was like, is this the one you want? And she was like, yeah. And sis was like, all right, I'm gonna fuck it up.
Oh, God.
And so she won the date for $600.
That's what sisters are for.
Yeah, they're problematic. Dwayne said the lights were so bright he couldn't see who was bidding for him.
Oh, God.
Yeah. After it was over, the organizers had him walk through the audience and hand Abby a rose. And he was like, why is this beautiful girl bidding on a dude?
Oh.
She explained later that her sisters forced her to do it. And he didn't really have to take her out if he didn't want to. And Dwayne was like, yeah, I'll do it. 5 days later, they went on a date to a Mexican restaurant. Dwayne said it was really quick. It was in and out. It was 45 minutes. He said it was extremely disappointing.
Oh, no.
He said Abby was shy and reserved. She was sweet, but like he ain't see a second date happening. Yeah.
Oh, Abby.
But after that, they had like cupcakes and they ran into a couple of her friends and she loosened up. And that's when he saw the girl he said he would one day fall in love with. A little bit of time passes. Abigail was like, she liked the fact that he was so laid back. One of his earliest dates, they just played catch on a baseball field.
Okay.
It was really like, it was nice. Real innocent. A couple months later, he went to the house of one of Abby's sisters and he saw how she interacted with her nieces and nephews and they loved her.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, that was really great because he wants to have kids right. at some point. And she was like, it was great that he cared how kids interacted with me because she wants to have kids at some point. Long story short, they got married.
That's nice.
Yes. I liked it.
That was a good love story, babe.
Thank you.
It had a whole bunch of like plot twists.
I know. You like how I did that?
It's really great.
Yeah, I had time.
You did. This is what it looks like when Mikey's prepared.
Yeah, I fuck it up,
son. For his love story. That's really sweet.
Yeah.
So they've been married currently for 9 months.
That was back in, let me specify. Yes.
So this is a
yeah, this is recent, yeah.
Okay, that's good. All right, now, on to our main topic.
Our main topic.
So the backstory for this episode is, Mikey put in the notes, Randy thinks because we talk about the difficulty, it seems like we don't like each other.
Nah, Randy constantly says, do you think people think we like each other? You ask me that question a lot.
Because we do talk a lot about what's hard.
We like to share difficult stuff because people didn't always share difficult stuff. Like people know of the pros of being in like in a mm-hmm. long relationship. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's different for everyone, especially if you marry for.
You know the cliche ones. You know the ones you see on TV or movies and things.
What's the cliche ones, babe?
Like, you have someone who loves you and who's down for you for life and loves the smell of your shit.
So basically your list?
Shh.
Oh, my God. All right.
So. It is everything I'm about to say.
So we actually have 4 things, y'all. And we only have a short list because we do have some love language results and some things we like to talk about. For my voicemail that Nikki left.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go in order. Both of us put 2 things down that we love about being married. We'll go into that and have a little engagement piece for y'all as well.
All right, let's get into it.
All right, babe.
4 things we're loving.
Yes.
So one of the things that I love about marriage that is really big to me is that it's a real partnership.
Okay.
Like you are sharing everything. The thing that I love most about it is that we share a lot of life experiences. Randy and I are able to look back and be like, yeah, I was there for all of that.
This is true.
Like high school graduation,
mm-hmm.
college graduation.
Yeah.
Your high school graduation.
Yeah.
Your college graduation.
Yeah.
Prom dates.
Yeah.
Baby's birthdays.
Oh, that should be an episode.
We're not talking about the episode.
Y'all, we got a prom date story for y'all coming up.
I don't like how you just decided that. We're having a nice conversation. It just started.
Babe.
You're trying to start shit.
I blocked it out. Sorry.
Anywho. I'm not sure you're going to like the votes at the end of that one when we poll people.
I'm not sure you're going to like it. People are going to be like, this nigga was fucking crazy.
That's one way of looking at it.
Oh, baby. I did that as an episode. Okay.
So I love the fact that I have a partnership. I have a partner in crime, a partner in life. I share everything with you. I actually enjoy sharing.
Yeah.
Because I've been able to do it with you.
Do you have a favorite life experience you're happy we were together with?
Four? Ooh, put me on the spot. A favorite?
I got to highlight.
I got some top things. Like,
okay.
Mostly like the big moments, the graduations, just being there whenever we've showed up for something in support of other people.
Okay.
Weddings, engagements, things like that. Like, I love that you were there with me and I was there with you to do whatever we did. Okay. And we were seen as a unit in that space. I don't know.
How do you think it's different as a married couple as opposed to when we were? Because a lot of those things, we weren't married.
Yeah.
Those life experiences. So.
Well, in my mind, I wasn't getting rid of you and you can't get rid of me.
Okay.
So I get it. And a lot of, if we look back on some of them same dates, there were people who were together, they ain't together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, it happens. But looking back and just being like, that's one of the things that I love about it, that this relationship has lasted so long. You were there. How far can I date this? You were there when Kyocera flip phones was still like hot.
Yeah.
Like you was my girl. You was my girl when like you could flip open your phone, right?
Yeah.
And the camera could rotate by actually spinning it from the outside to the inside. Like,
yeah, I like that.
And that was the camera rotation. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I like that we can look back and be like, yeah, your mom was still fucking with me back when tapes was working, you know? Like,
yeah.
So, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Okay.
All right. So mine is, I love that we are very close. So we have we're very intimate. Not just sexually, of course, and physically, but I really feel like, as you said, because of we've been together for so long and married for 2 years, which I think has made us closer. It's just something nice to share. It's something that I don't have with anyone. And I'm close with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And we're very family oriented. We're close with our family. But there's something about being close to a spouse, especially in the way that you dream about. Like, I feel like my desire to be close in a way that I want to with you is being fulfilled.
Okay.
And I like that. Like, for instance, when I have a really bad dream, I can like just touch you and be centered.
And I got you.
Even though you're asleep and snoring and not really like paying attention to me. But I like knowing that you're there and that because I feel very safe with you and secure, I can kind of bring myself, like, jolt myself back out.
And you don't think you had something like that or similar to that when we were just boyfriend and girlfriend?
When we were just boyfriend and girlfriend, I felt like, no, yeah, we were very close, which is what we needed to get here. But then we've talked about in a lot of episodes, we realized the relationship then compared to what it's like being married, it's very different. We didn't think so. A lot of people don't. But then you get married and you're just like, oh, wait, it is. We were close, but I think the trust is different now that we're married. I think when we were boyfriend and girlfriend, like you mentioned in other episodes, we got to, I don't know, like when you pick me up for a date or whatever, we got to see me like at my best. We were less likely to argue, especially when we were long distance because we didn't have time. But I think it's really something when you can really know at this point, this person is crazy or can be really mean or foul.
Those lows.
Yeah. And
I
still
have seen those lows and I love you.
And vice versa.
Yeah. Period.
And still choose to love that person. Babe, you have some lows, okay?
I know.
Do you? Do you know?
They ain't the same, but what you I got mean? Some lows.
Dude. This supposed to be a good episode.
It is a good episode.
Then you still choose to love that person. So I feel really close to you because I'm like, he knows everything about me and he still wants to stay with me.
Damn right.
That's love. And so I feel very close to you. And I think that's what I really love about marriage.
Well, I don't think anybody else deserves your crazy. I deserve your crazy. I want it.
Do you?
I'd love it.
It's hot. I know you do. Bless your heart.
Yo, when you first wrote this list out, though, so you wrote it down. Randy wrote it down in the notes as closeness / intimate. And I thought you was going to talk about sex because I was going to say sex.
You can say sex.
I'll just sprinkle that on top of it. I think that sex is nice in marriage. I'm not. How do I put this? Yeah, it's straight or whatever when you're not married. But married sex is a different type of lit. And if you're curious about what I mean by that.
Get married.
Yeah.
No, wait, no, don't.
Don't
just get married for the sex.
Stop it.
No, I'm sorry. Don't.
It's terrible advice.
Like, don't get married for the sake.
But it is. It's different when you marry.
How?
Because all of those same things you mentioned before.
But how do you think it's different?
That comfort you just mentioned before, that feeling safe, that you've seen me at my lowest and you love me regardless type thing. Imagine all of that mixed in with like.
That makeup sex?
Yeah.
Lord.
That like, that kinky shit that like, I couldn't have told you before we got married because you might have like broke up with me. But like, now that the rings is on and the vows have been set and you've sworn to God that you're going to stay with a nigga. You know what I'm saying? You can't just leave now. Now you got to like consider it. You know what?
Mm. And I do have to be like, okay, I'll consider it. Mm-hmm.
But you don't have time to consider it, really, because this is about to happen. Anyway, that wasn't my real thing. My second thing, number three, is counsel and balance.
Okay.
You have someone to bounce ideas off of. Again, this matters to me because I trust you. I trust your judgment, and I trust that whatever you give me is going to be in the best interest of me. Going back to the fact that I have this partner in life who's on the same page as me and who knows me and who's invested in me, and you want to see me win, like actually see me win, not fake.
Right.
See me win, like some relationships.
I really want to like, see you take over.
Yeah. Because if I don't, then you're stuck with nothing.
Right.
And a nobody, and you fail.
Well, no.
I'm just saying in general, if you don't support your partner and help your partner get to what they're trying to get to, then what are you doing? Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you have someone who is a counsel, someone you can like bounce your ideas off of, someone who can help you get your thoughts together.
Yeah.
You provide that balance. I have never said I know everything. I honestly often, as much as I can, say I don't know everything, but I know somebody who knows some shit I don't know.
Yeah.
It's my wife. I don't believe that everyone knows everything. I believe that we were made, at least for me and you, I can't speak for everybody, that we were made for each other. I feel that. Not like you're my other half type thing, because we had a lot of conversations about that when we were younger. More like I'm whole and you whole, and both of our wholes go together.
Right. I do feel like you're my sister.
And that makes us
though.
Too. I could see that. I'd say you're my soulmate.
Yeah, I think you're like, I always consider you like a punctuation mark.
Yeah.
You know, like a sentence is like not really.
It's
a
not
sentence
complete
without
the right. There you go.
You know.
Yeah, you're my exclamation point.
My exclamation points can get annoying. Are you trying to tell me that I get annoying?
You can be. But you're also a big part of my sentence.
I really don't like you. But that's not what this episode is about.
You want to be my question mark?
I don't want to be your
reconsidering things.
You know what? Huh? It don't matter.
It doesn't, because I'm stuck.
You are.
But anyway, yes, that balance.
Okay.
You provided, and it's just one of the favorite things I love. When I'm off, you're on.
Yeah.
When you're off, I'm on. Like there's help there, and like God's watching.
But what about those moments? And they don't happen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But those moments where we are both off.
To be honest with you, you want to know what I'm thinking at that time?
Yes.
Eventually, one of us is going to be on.
This is true.
Like I'm like, okay, this is fine because one of us is going to figure it out. Like sometimes that could be a thing that helps me get out of my funk. Like we can't both be low.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We can't both be in a bad place. So if I'm in a bad place and you're also in a bad place, like I'm gonna have to snap out of it.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what I needed to get me to be
out
okay.
Of it. Yeah.
So it
that's
works.
Fair. That's fair.
That's how I maneuver.
Okay.
It's one of the things I love about this.
Thanks, babe.
So like we was both just sick because it was your fault. But I had to get not sick so that we could both be okay. And now we're better.
It was actually your fault.
How?
So.
How?
Babe, I was sick because of you.
How?
You got me sick.
I ain't give you no damn cold.
Yes, you did.
I have no idea where that came from.
So, my last thing. It's very similar to your first one, your first like your counsel one, the support, not just support in terms of good advice, but like we realize we have these moments since we've been married where we realize, oh my God, it's really just me and you.
Yeah,
like it's really just me and you.
Well,
and
yeah.
Groot. And Groot, like he is now, just sometimes be laying down waiting for us to figure it out.
Y'all probably thought you was tripping about 5 minutes ago, that really was him running around in the background. If you heard someone bump into a door.
Yeah.
He ran into it with his head.
So, Groot's been acting up. I don't know what's wrong with this dog.
He going through changes.
But, yeah. So, I really love that in our marriage, at least, I'm not afraid of the fact that it's just me and you. Yeah. Like, I really feel like we do have each other's back and we are a good support system for each other. We have years of practice of having to uplift each other and be there for each other. But in marriage, like I said, I've realized that, you know, it's just me and you. It's just me and you.
So what do you mean by that? Give me an example.
Like, I can't even, like, when we're going through something and nobody else is answering and we have to figure it out, moms are at work or at school, siblings got their own life.
Friends don't exist.
Yeah, friends aren't around. Friends are traveling. Friends are...
Decide they want to be in... Where he at right now?
Vancouver. Jeffrey.
By way of Spain or some shit. Nigga just came back from Mars. Anyway.
When there's nobody else around and it's just us, I feel like it doesn't make me feel bad that, okay, this time it's just me and Mike. And I really love that about being married to you because... I think it's just a show of how much we trust each other and how much we can count on each other to just be there and to help until somebody else comes around willing to pitch in. And this one is not related to the other one at all, but I wanted to say I really love other people seeing me with you. I'm very, very proud to be your wife and to be with you. I think you're gorgeous. You know, you're 6'2".
You got bad eyesight,
dark skin with your thick eyebrows and those big, pretty lips.
Depending on the right angle, I could look handsome.
That's fine.
About as far as that goes.
And I love being out with you.
Okay.
Like, I feel so bad in, like, a great way.
Okay.
And you're just huge. You're just a big dude. And it's kind of like people always talking about how big Root is, but we see him all the time. So he doesn't look like he's 70 pounds to me. He looks like he's 20. But... from the outside looking in, somebody snap a picture or whatever, and you just see this contrast of what you think it is and whatever. I just love seeing you just be you and take up space. Because you should, you know? I don't think that black men take as much space or are allowed to take as much space as they should be. And the same goes for black women. But I love just seeing you out and about and being there to, like, witness you getting people uncomfortable or maybe just like, damn, he fine.
All the time. Not the second one, the first one.
Babe, that happens a lot.
What happens a lot?
Y'all, I'm going to just say this right now. And we may have to edit this out. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you somebody, a group of people that are especially attracted to Mikey.
What?
Old white women.
Oh, yeah.
And.
They think I'm bad.
Q's.
They have issues.
Q's. Every time we're out. Every time.
Are you really going to bring up this awkward interaction?
Every time we're out, most recently our first year being married.
It was our anniversary.
It was our anniversary. And our cousin had given us a gift card to go to Village Tavern.
It was a really nice restaurant.
And it's actually really good. And we went. And this Q literally moves me out of the way. Literally, like, just his whole arm.
Randy.
He moves me, y'all, one swift move. Too quick for any of us to react.
What do
you
do,
Randy? Literally goes up to Mikey, feeling on him, y'all. Oh my God, are you a Q? You should.
What do you mean by feeling on me? I think we should specify for the listeners.
Just filling him up because he's a huge guy.
He rested his hand on my shoulder.
No, no.
And another hand on my bicep and my back.
This happens
a little awkward.
All the time. Gave him his card. You should pledge. This Mikey's been out of school
grown.
For 2 years. I mean, I know you can still pledge after you graduate, but...
I mean, now that I'm married, it's the best time for me to pledge. I couldn't have did it when I was in college.
Yeah, you couldn't do both.
No.
Couldn't have your relationship and your fraternity.
Nah.
But...
I could be one of
I just really love seeing you. Like, I know sometimes it bothers people to see they person get, like, flirted with. But you don't want to be with nobody that don't look like nothing. Or that ain't, like, causing no
But it's only old women that flirt with me.
That's
that,
not true.
That would bother you?
That's not true.
Old ladies love me.
Old ladies do love you.
And gay men.
Yes. Because you're safe. You're a safe person.
I'm the type of person you could be comfortable around.
Yeah.
Which is why old white ladies are like, oh, that guy.
They love Mikey. But yeah, no, I really love being seen with you. And I really love that I'm married to you.
Let me ask you this question. Could you have pictured yourself doing this with anybody else? You can be honest. You don't have to say who.
I know who you're talking about.
I'm saying who. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm just wondering.
You're not talking about anybody I've been with?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. No.
Really?
I don't. I think you're right. We are supposed to be together. I do.
I could have seen myself marrying someone else.
Who?
And that shit would have went down in
who
flames.
Who would you have married? Oh, I mean, yeah. You would have died young and wouldn't have did anything.
I wouldn't have died young.
You would have died young in jail.
I don't think so. You think I would have been arrested?
Yes.
I don't think I would have been
You
caught.
Pissed her off enough, she'd blow all your shit up.
I don't
you
think
seen
so.
That Testify music video? She would have been just like Taraji.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
I'm talking
everybody
about...
Everybody ain't know... Okay, all right. Cause this is multiple.
But I'm talking about her.
Got you. Nah, I think it would have been straight.
No, y'all wouldn't have.
Anywho.
That would have been volatile.
So, I don't think that I could have done this the way this has been done with anybody else. I think that this marriage has been one of quality. I think this one has, is one of loving and care.
Yeah.
And safety.
Is that why you went? Because I'm safe.
And respect. Because you're safe? Nah. No. I'm with you because I like keeping you safe. That's because I enjoy you. I do. It was a choice.
Yes, it was a choice.
Very purposeful. This is what I'm deciding to do. And I ran with it.
I know it had to be.
And I'm not completely sick of you. I think another 80 years, and then I'll be like, all right, I'm glad I did this. And then I'm going to go do what this girl did and try to look for one of my exes.
You so stupid. Hey,
I'm 80 now.
Dude, 80 years for 27 is not 80.
Oh, okay. 107. When I'm 107, I'm coming for you, ladies. I won't have dementia.
Dude, if you live to 107, I'm going to have to key myself.
Why?
I'm going to be ready to go. I told you got to go together. You can leave. Have me out here.
If I hit 3 digits, you can go. I'll be straight. I'm trying to be out here. You know how much cutty?
Mikey.
The 100-year-old dude get.
So, we've gotten way off.
Okay, bringing
it back in. So that was our 4 things that we love about being married, y'all.
And old man,
as an engagement piece, before we get into our love language results, we really would love if y'all leave us a voicemail about, you know, give your person a shout out.
Please.
Let us know who you love. We'll play it. We'll play more than once, so don't worry.
Yeah, didn't radio stations used to do that. Call in and shout out.
And what you love about them. What you love about being with them if you're not married. And if you are married, what do you love about y'all married?
And also, say what you sick of, too. Just sprinkle that in there. Like, throw a little bit of salt.
Mikey, love it. Stop. Yeah. This is supposed to be a good what you're loving.
I know. I love the petty. You just take 2 deep sighs.
Leave us a voicemail. Or tag us in a photo of you and your person. Engage in some PDA.
Yeah.
And we'll shout you out and we repost it on our page. Okay?
Look forward to that.
It'll be nice.
But before we get into our fight or flight.
Yeah.
So we took the love language test.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't remember what mine used to be last time. I remember that words of affirmation was my number one as well, like it is for Nikki. And then acts of service, I think. So maybe I do remember. And then...
See, if I was smart, I would have went through my inbox and pulled up.
Then quality time, then receiving gifts, and then physical touch.
What were the numbers?
9, 8, 6, 4, 3. So the highest number meant that
the total score that you can get on this is 30. So this is everything out of 30.
Okay.
Go over yours one more time. Say what it was in a number.
So my current test, as of now, 9 ranked the highest as words of affirmation. 8, receiving gifts. This does not mean I'm materialistic. This means that I like thoughtfulness and things. 6, acts of service. 4 was quality time. And 3 was physical touch.
There's balance there.
What's yours?
So, the first one I have now is quality time.
Oh, yeah, that makes
sense. So, my life is shifted.
Yours used to be physical touch.
Used to be the first thing was physical touch.
Yep. Fuck time. Fuck all the other stuff.
Like, we could talk later. Well, we were engaged when we took it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I ain't really care for all that talking.
Yeah.
And I think the number one that bitch was like 12 or something.
Yeah.
It was ignorant.
That was your number one.
So quality time with 8. My second one is physical touch.
Yeah.
But it's calm down. It's a soft 7.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I still like the touch.
You do.
Yeah. I like the quality touch time. My third thing is acts of service. That's a 7. Yeah.
Really?
I know.
That didn't even rank last time.
We're going to talk about what this means when we get it out.
Okay.
After that is receiving gifts is last with 1.
What?
Yeah. Now, just to specify, I like things.
No, I know.
But we ain't got money for things.
That's...
So since times have changed, I care less about like getting things from you and I just want your time.
Yeah.
And because of that,
well, see, that's what we were saying about gifts. It's not just material things. I would, you know, I love letters from you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, that is a gift. I come home and I have a post-it somewhere or.
The thing is, that also falls under acts of service, which is like some of these things overlay. Okay. But I'm going to read a little bit about what my top one means. So quality time was the highest one.
Okay.
And it basically says, in the vernacular of quality time, nothing says I love you like full undivided attention. Now, that's kind of true. It's kind of not. I don't always want her attention. But when I want it, I want it. Uh-huh. Sometimes I want you to leave me alone. I want you to be alone. Have some space. But when I want it, I want it. Being there for this type of person is critical, but really being there with TV off, fork and knife down, and all chores and tasks on standby makes your significant other feel truly special and loved. Distractions, postponed dates, or a failure to listen can be especially harmful. That last part was so true.
Yeah.
Like when I'm feeling like I ain't being heard.
Yeah.
It led to a lot of like arguments escalating more and things like that.
Yeah.
Quality time also means sharing quality conversation and quality activities.
Yeah.
So I love talking to you and doing stuff with you.
So y'all don't know this. I don't know if we mentioned it, but before every episode, we do something. It's Mikey's, like, he actually started this. We That's true. Something as like an icebreaker for us so that we can be in the groove.
Like, yeah, like it's, I like to play a game or something.
And so we played Palace before we did this episode.
Yes.
I made him cut the deck because we would have been playing the whole time.
But it's a card game.
It's nice to have that time with you. That is like one-on-one time. I see how you kind of make us do that.
Yes. And for one brief shining moment, you ignore everyone else. You're not texting. You're not on social media.
Don't be. I'm just saying,
in general, I have, yeah, undivided, which is nice because Randy's undivided is important.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So.
Your top thing.
Words of affirmation. Okay, so actions don't always speak louder than words. If this is your love language, unsolicited compliments mean the world to you. Hearing the words, I love you, are important. Hearing the reasons behind that love sends your spirit skyward, which is true. I'm always just like, okay, so why do you love me? Then I have to say, like, tell me something funny or tell me something, like, serious to get back here. Because he be looking like he don't know. Insults can leave you shattered. This is true. And are not easily forgotten. Also true.
Also true. I told her she was fucking up like 10 years ago. She bring it up yesterday.
That's not true.
When you said I was fucking up? When, babe? When we was 16?
2008.
Go ahead.
Kind, encouraging, and positive words are truly life-giving. Yeah, man, I want you to like me.
I do.
I gotta be with you and there to you and we can't get a divorce to find out you hate me this whole time. That would suck.
Wait, and that was words of affirmation.
Yeah.
So my words of affirmation was second, along with acts of services.
Okay. Yeah, you do.
So,
yeah.
So what she asked in the voicemail was, how do we incorporate that in our marriage?
So we just retook the test, as you heard, Nikki. But
so now we got some adjustments to make.
But Mikey's used to be physical touch. It used to be his top one. And quality time
it's
was
only
also
number two
his
now.
One.
So I still want that.
It used to be your top one. Uh-huh. So, like I said, I mentioned that in our first year of marriage, we had like a rule, unless I was dead, dying, or bleeding, I would not turn Mikey down for sex. Because I used to be like, no, I'm tired, or no, I'm like, no, you know? But
just no.
Yeah, but I stopped doing that. But I had, it was a whole bunch of other reasons around that, y'all. Like, eternal shit that I have since working on. Anyway, I was having some control issues, whatever. So I knew that
no,
was
you
Mikey's
wanted this,
physical touch.
Yes.
And I think that really helped us. No? Am I
it
speaking?
Did. It really did. I think taking this test the first place helped us in general because I didn't know what the fuck I wanted.
I actually honestly have the book. I just haven't finished it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so this test comes from this book. Yeah. Like a relationship book. And we'll put like links in the description of all of these things.
Yeah.
And whether you're in a relationship or not, taking this test actually is important.
Yeah.
It does give you a little bit more insight on you in a way that you might not know it. Because, I mean, I really like things. Who would have thought that things
yeah,
are now
things
like,
used to be your number two, three.
But I don't really want it from you, you know? Like, in addition to the other things, like if quality time was like a gift that you were giving and we were going to do something together, that's different. But, yeah, you know, I don't need a sugar mama no more. I've matured.
You're so stupid.
I don't.
So that's how I used to do physical touch. I used to just make sure I just touch Mike, even when we're sleeping, I'm going to sleep, just lay my hand on him. Because I don't really need that. Like, I love it. It's not saying, like, the test says, it doesn't mean you don't like other things. It just means that some things are just
higher on your
more
list.
More important to you. Yeah.
And yours last time used to be...
It was words of affirmation.
It was words of affirmation, but I think acts of service was like right behind that.
Yeah, it was number two.
So words of affirmation I got real confused about this before. I was like, I always tell you all the time that I love you and I say like these things, but it's not the same thing.
It's not just being nice.
You have to show people, you have to give people what they want, what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Not your version of what you think it is. So like, I thought being affirming is just saying, hey, you look great today and I love you, and that being it. But sometimes she just wanted to be told, hey, you know, tell me I'm smart. Like, and just in different ways.
You.
Or I appreciate you.
Thought about you all day today.
So you just have to be more intentional in like things that you say. But it wasn't until we took this test that I was like rewording things.
Yeah. Like for our last year, our anniversary, Mikey filled up a lantern full of post-it notes based off body, love,
friend,
and just I could pull from them. I could pull from them and read a note about how he felt about me.
And it was just random affirmations.
Anniversary gift. It was cheap. I don't know. It was cheaper than what he used to spend.
I ain't had no money at that time. Yeah. It wasn't cheap.
You're so stupid.
Everything was expensive.
You know, it wasn't like crazy. It was just like, it was just really nice to just come home with having notes in my lantern.
For the most part, I ball out for Randy on Christmas.
Yeah.
Randy can always expect Christmas
and my
to be
birthday.
Lit. And your birthday, because it's like the greatest holiday ever.
Yeah, our anniversary is kind of mellow.
But
we
it's still
have a
good.
Party. Yeah,
it's
no, just, I love it's our just, anniversary.
I think of more in more of a thoughtful way than how I'm going to spend some money on you.
Yeah.
It's like how I'm going to get some time. But
that's how he used to do. That's how he did words of affirmation. And even now, when he fixes our food and he puts up leftovers, I'll have a note on the food. Like little stuff.
Yeah, I'm
so corny. That's how we incorporate that.
When did I become this person?
What was your second one? We'll do the second one.
We're not going to address this?
Baby, you've always been like that.
You've made me soft.
Baby, you've always been like that.
Only with you.
That's not true.
It used to be hard.
Babe, no.
It is true.
You got a lot of girls by being like this.
By acting like this. Well, I wasn't really like this. It's different.
I really can't deal with you. I can't.
I'm just saying.
So that's continue. How we do our first one. Our top ones. And I guess we won't really go into our other ones, but...
But so the total they were, again, quality time, acts of service, which is like doing things for the other person when you recognize that they're like... too tired or
yeah
they're going through some stuff
and that's your number two.
Yeah, that was number three for me. Well, oh, okay. It was tied with physical touch.
It's three for mine too.
Yeah, physical touch is, you know, putting your hand on somebody, kisses, hugs, pats on the back, holding hands while you're walking.
Yeah.
Things like that. Words of affirmation is just, you know, saying positive things. It's using...
Being intentional with your words.
With your words. And receiving gifts doesn't just mean materialism. It just shows you're thoughtful.
Yeah.
There was a thing that you've been talking about for like 7 years. And I was like, okay, well, going to do this for our anniversary gift. Because I remember you bringing this up.
What? My bookshelf?
Like, yeah.
Enjoy. Yeah, Mikey got me bookshelves. That's all I have ever wanted.
We lived in a tiny one-bedroom apartment before.
That's all I ever wanted.
Was a room for no damn bookshelves.
Personal bookshelf.
So when we got a new place, I was like, all right, as soon as we have the money. But I'm also a little extra.
So he made the bookshelves
so
talk, y'all.
Yeah.
So he put Post-its.
I put affirmation, like little
on the
little
on
notes
the
on the bookshelf.
Like, hey, kiss that man. He did all this work. Or, hey, fill me up. It was so cute. Thanks.
Hey, man.
So, okay, y'all. That was our love language results. Nikki, I hope that was helpful to you or that you thought that was entertaining in some way. And we'll link it in the notes if you want to take the test.
Find out how you like to be loved.
Yeah. And so that you can tell your person so y'all aren't beefing. But the book, I started to read it. I got it last year. I think as a wedding gift 2 years ago. And I didn't finish it. But not because it wasn't good. Just because I like...
You read a lot of things at once and other things are more important.
That's not true. I can't remember why I stopped. I can't remember why. But it was good. I do still have the book. But yeah. All right. So, fight or flight.
All right. What's going on?
I have been waiting 2 weeks to say this.
Okay.
And you just actually did it today.
Hey, before we start, I would like to do a follow-up from last week's Fight or Flight.
What was last week's Fight or Flight?
Or it may have been, I think it was about the tissues. So, last night, because Randy was still a little bit sick, and I was still a little bit sick, and my snoring is different when I have, like, nasal issues. And last thing I want is to wake up and find my wife downstairs sleeping on the couch because she was going to kill me because she couldn't sleep because I was snoring too loudly. So, I was sleeping downstairs.
Yeah, he don't want to be with me, y'all.
Okay.
This is how it starts.
This is...
Wake up in the living room.
Anyway, still woke up and made you breakfast and a sticky.
A smoothie.
Anyway. So yesterday, you had just gotten up from the couch. You went upstairs and I laid down on the couch. And the blanket, the white blanket, was on the couch. It was rolled up. And I got a little chilly, so I unrolled the blanket.
This is not your fight or flight.
I'm just saying, like, I just want to do a follow-up. And I got up, and a whole bunch of tissues fell out.
That's not true.
It is true. Remember when we came home the other day, and Gru had chewed up
that
some tissue that was on the floor?
That wasn't a tissue. That was your freaking public.
And there was also tissue on the floor. Do you remember seeing the tissue?
I don't.
That was your tissue. Of course not. No, you know, why would you? Anyway.
Don't worry.
Just wanted to do a follow-up, and Randy still got... tissue out here. So yeah, PDA. What you got, boo? Fight or flight.
Not gonna,
oh,
right. Not gonna make me miss my fight or flight.
Got you. Sorry, so you wanna fight with me. What's going on, baby? What can I do for you?
I really cannot stand how you
what you about to make up.
I'm not about to make up nothing.
I don't even be doing nothing.
Every time before we have a production meeting. Every time, y'all. I say, Mikey, what's how you want to have the production meeting? I can't really make a decision right now. You make it. All right, babe, 3:00. Cool, babe.
Okay.
I'll see you at 3.
Yes.
I'll see you at 12. I'll see you at the time you told me.
Yeah.
I get to our designated spot for our meetings. You know what?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Mikey has to do number two.
Yeah.
Mikey has to use the restroom.
Yeah.
No!
Why can't people use the restroom when they need to use the restroom,
Mikey, use the restroom,
Brandy,
before our meeting time.
What if I ain't have to use it then?
Why do you have to use the restroom when we start?
Maybe I was chilling, right?
Mikey.
You asked the question. Maybe I was chilling. And then if the alarm go off, oh shit, and my body panic, and everything start tightening. Mikey. Oh wait, now I gotta poop. You see
why
what I'm saying? Like,
panicking? This is episode 18.
I'm
why
not
you
panic.
Panicking?
I'm just saying this is a natural bodily function.
Mike.
Your body
it's
always
frustrating
has to poop.
To be on a time, you know how, and by the time you tell me a time,
that.
I get down there, and
which
then,
is why today
then,
I didn't do it.
Mikey, you pee right before we started.
I had to
oh
pee.
Wait, babe, I gotta pee. You didn't have to pee 20 minutes ago. You was watching
no,
Game of Thrones.
But when I
on
ran up and down the stairs like three times, I was like, oh shit, now I gotta pee.
You are a toddler.
You used
and
to be
I,
a lot more patient with niggas having to poop and pee.
True,
Randy,
at all. Not before
so, okay,
a meeting.
So your problem is that I have to use the bathroom.
The problem is You know you have to use the restroom before the production. Just go before. Go at 2:30 instead of 3. So
what if I didn't have
then
to
we don't
then.
Have a meeting. Then you do this trifling shit where you get in the bathroom. I don't even really know if he do. I really don't know to this day if Mikey ever really does have bowel movements because he sits on his phone all day. And all I hear is Bleacher Report shit from Instagram and these old videos that he be playing.
I gotta watch my ESPN highlights while I poop. First, hold on. I don't like the picture
minutes.
That you're painting right now. Matter of fact, we're going to take an Instagram poll on this
one.
Who don't go to the bathroom with their phone and look
Mikey,
at stuff while I use the
not
bathroom?
Before a me- not with that, not it's, at it's, the it's, designated
you
time.
You taking it personally to do with something
Mike,
with me. This is just how
just
I use the bathroom.
Before.
Baby,
don't
what
go
if I didn't have to? What if I didn't have to? How doesn't it make any sense? If in this moment you have to use the bathroom right now, I'm not going to be
Mikey.
Like, why didn't you just use it before?
Mikey.
You have to use it now.
Mikey, huh? It's like when you're telling a child, all right, we're leaving at this time. Use restroom
yes.
before we go.
Okay.
Not
and then y'all
the...
start walking to the car and the boy would be like, oh, I got to use the bathroom.
No, you're going to have to pee on yourself.
So is that that's what you're telling me now?
Mikey, you need to use restroom before. You know every time we have a production
meeting. I don't
meeting,
know every time until
you...
right
Mikey.
Now since this is just now being brought up. We ain't never had this conversation before.
Don't lie.
Except that one time.
Mikey.
But
two
you was
days
really
ago?
Mad that day, so I didn't know if that
because
was like a thing.
Because
you
pissed me off, you said
3
o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And for the fifth time. No, every time we have, since we've started this podcast, whenever we have a production meeting.
Yes.
And we get to meet. Oh, wait, baby, I got to pee. Oh, wait, baby, I got to do number two.
Yeah,
and I
so
know,
that it doesn't interrupt the meeting.
Or you could just freaking go before.
What if
are
I was
you
doing,
fighting
I was
this?
Doing other things before that.
Mikey.
I've been fighting this the entire time. So this is what I'll do. I will give you this. I will make sure that I evacuate my bowels prior to a damn meeting. Is that fair? Is that what you're looking for?
I hate you. I just want you to know that that's how I feel.
You hear this shit, y'all? She mad I gotta poop. How you mad somebody gotta use the bathroom?
Mikey.
Nah, it's okay. I'm starting just getting mad at random shit. You having a period again? It's the 12th month in a row.
You're an idiot.
I'm just about to start
like,
breaking.
You are.
Why are you? Why? Why?
An idiot.
Why? You got to blow your nose now? You got to leave another tissue in here? You just had to? That's fine. I love you. Okay. So I will make sure that I use the restroom
before.
At a Randy approved time. You are the queen.
I don't like you.
Of my body.
Mikey.
It's mine. It's yours.
Mikey.
I will use it as you command.
You know, whatever. What the fuck ever. Whatever you gotta do to tell yourself as long as you gonna go before
yo,
the meeting.
All right, moving on.
PDA.
I ain't got shit to say.
You have to
I
go.
Don't. I have nothing. Thank you for being consistent. Yo, my sister tried me the other day. Before I get into this PDA, I don't like that. Therese was like, always skip the PDA. I was like, why you skip the PDA? Because I don't want to hear your voice come on and be like, hey, babe.
No, she said you breathe hard on the
she
mic.
She do say I breathe hard on the mic.
I
don't
I
be
really
trying.
I don't think you do, babe. I don't
I,
think,
I,
you.
I
think Therese is your sister and she be hating on you.
She do be hating. But I think she be telling the truth sometimes.
I don't think you breathe. We have yet to hear that you breathe hard on the mic from anyone else.
It was that one time I had a cold. Anyway, she didn't like, because I be saying the same thing or similar. But those are the things that I'm like really appreciative of. You say that you want to work on something and you start working on it and then I start seeing it. Shit feels good. I just want to like thank you for
I'm
it.
I'm a good self-corrector.
You are. It's very difficult because I haven't always been good at telling you when something is a problem.
Yeah.
But then when you find out, you start actually like working on it, which is a big deal to me. It's an act of service.
I know.
And I appreciate it. But I guess I'll highlight, let's go with something from my love language that you did recently. Quality time. We've been spending a lot of quality time outside of not being able to sleep next to each other because we can't breathe.
Yeah.
And it's been fun. It's been fun having more of you in my space.
Has it?
Yeah. We've been driving around in the same car more often than not. Mm-hmm. Your car has been sitting still for a while with a full tank of gas just chilling. I know. But like, yeah, we haven't been putting many, many miles on it just because we've been riding in my car.
Yeah.
Listening to music. Mm-hmm. Just chilling. We've been in each other's company. And I have enjoyed spending that quality time with you. Before we had separate cars, and it was just me, and I was the only one that had a car, and we shared mine. Yeah. It was different. We lived a different life.
Yeah.
You know, we spent all of our time together just going back and forth. Then I got another car. And we spent a little bit of time apart. Then my car blew up, and it was just your car. So, like, we had more time. I enjoy being in your space. I have a very fly wife I actually enjoy spending time with.
Thanks,
babe. I do. More often than not, you're pretty cool. You are.
Thank you. I'm always cool.
No, you can.
It's your perspective.
Oh, okay. My perspective as your husband and best friend?
Your perception, I should say.
Okay. What if it's the reality? What if my perception is the reality? You ever consider that?
You also really love Repo Man.
Repo Man was a great movie. You've been taking us off topic.
I have.
All day.
I'm sorry. I've been a horrible leader this episode.
It's okay. I think it's been cute. Just giving me plenty of shit to edit. So, yes. Thank you for the QT, babe. Go.
All right, so my PDA.
Oh, nah, I don't think. Don't think. Go. We'll go off of your love language.
Okay, my love language. Babe, I don't. Oh, okay. I guess words of affirmation. So you always do that really well, especially once you learned exactly how I like to be affirmed or need to be affirmed by you as a spouse. But before we left today to go help Mama with her car, you were laying down with me and you just really just... I don't know. I know I get on you about your lectures because Mikey is a lecturer. My dad was too. He still is if you let him talk. But when we were kids, he used to talk to us whenever we got in trouble.
You comparing me to your dad right now?
Just the lecturing part. And we would be like, oh my God, please just beat us. Like, please stop talking and just beat us. And he would talk and talk and give us these stories about how we should get along and why that matters and relationships and sisterhood. And it was just horrible.
I'm gonna do the same shit.
It was horrible. And I ended up marrying someone that talks just like he does.
Because it's necessary.
But some days, babe, I really need one of your Mikey lectures. And today you gave me one. It was an abbreviated version.
Yeah, 10
minutes instead of 45. But I really just love how you, like, once you get in your groove.
Did you just say 3 minutes instead of 45?
I said 10.
Oh.
I love how you get into your groove once you, like, I don't know, you beef me up. You gas me up. And I really appreciate that. Because I was not feeling the best. You know, this year has been rough. And you really have just been really doing... being very intentional with your words and just uplifting me. Not really, I don't think it's really a self-esteem thing. It's just the more like, I want to make sure I'm not out here, you know, letting you down. I don't want you to be disappointed. I don't want you to be upset, you know, and I'm walking around thinking everything's good. I like to think that you are happy. And you really just affirmed all of that and really showed me where I wasn't a mess. Because I've been feeling like a mess lately. And I really appreciate you for telling me that I was dead ass wrong. And I need to, you know, warm it up. Clean up and see myself for like who I am. So thank you.
You're welcome.
It was a really great talk.
It was easy. You're the shit.
Thank you.
You're
so welcome. Yeah, that's my PDA. All right, y'all. That was episode 18. We hope you enjoyed it.
We do. Please again, our engagement. Leave us a voicemail.
Giving your person a shout out.
Yeah. Or tag us in a photo on any social media, as like a PDA for your partner.
Yeah.
Whoever you're with, so we can shout you out. Yeah, y'all know what it is. Be sure to check out our website.
BlackMillennialMarriage.com.
Rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, and...
We just realized you can't rate us on Google Play. His mom was like trying to show us that she couldn't do it. Google Play is getting on our...
We're not going to start beef with Google Play. We don't know what blessings we might block. Somebody from Google listening to this right now.
I'm not trying to block blessings. I'm just aggravated.
Okay, let's be aggravated off mic. new listeners, please make sure you go back and listen to episodes 1 through 5.
Yeah, so y'all can get like the whole picture.
Yeah. And big ups to all the new listeners we got. We got a voicemail from someone in California.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, we got some reach.
It was really great. It was a really nice voicemail. So thank you so much. Subscribe to our newsletter and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. I don't know if we said to rate us. Did we say rate us?
We did. But before you get to that, you said subscribe to the newsletter. Yes. Again, y'all know every month we give out gift cards.
Yes.
Now, we are creative people. We will think of a way to spend some shit to fit. But I need y'all to give us a list of stuff that you might want so we can start giving away cards for it.
Yeah.
Or else.
We're just going to be stuck and giving y'all the same. Yes. But it doesn't seem to bother anyone. So.
Yeah, everybody seems to be straight.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Follow us on social media on Instagram.
At Instagram, Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook.
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter.
Black Mill Mare Pod.
Thank you again for listening, y'all.
Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it. You dig it. I dig it. You dig it. I dug it. We're good soil. I hope you love it. I love it. I got no upper, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what's so fierce. I'm sipping talented.
Well, if you're still listening after that just went off.
Thank you.
Enjoy this bonus footage
from
a caller. We're happy to get this voicemail.
Thank you so much. It really was on time. Because we was feeling a type of way.
You know, y'all be lifting people's spirits.
Yeah. So thank you so much.
I hope you enjoy.
Hi, Mikey and Randy. My name is Sharice. I'm from California, Sacramento. I am actually on my way right now to pick up my husband. We're going on a little mini date from our two boys. And on the car ride, I decided, I was like, you know what? We're going to play Black Millennial Marriage on the way to the other side of town. And because I really wanted him to just hear y'all and kind of hear the stuff y'all are talking about. My husband is not really into podcasts, not really into, you know, that whole thing. But I feel like he can relate to y'all. I can relate to y'all. And y'all are speaking some really good things that have really been beneficial for us in our life. And so, while I was at the stoplight, I was listening to one of the podcasts, and you guys corrected the number. I was like, let me call and just let y'all know that you're awesome, that what you're doing right now and, the advice and the information and the experience that you're sharing is really helping people. It reached me all the way out here in California, and I just appreciate y'all for it. I appreciate you for your transparency and your honesty and the laughs and the stories and kind of just for reminding me that, you know, we're not alone in our marriage, that it takes a lot of work, and there's a lot of things that, you know, have we talked about, have we discussed it, have we thought about it, you know, we might have not struggled the way that we have. And so it's not a bad thing. It's great. We're getting the tools now. I feel like I'm growing with you, and so I'm excited to basically force my husband to listen to it, but I know he's going to love it. So thank y'all. Keep doing what you're doing, and I can't wait to see how much you grow and how much you just take over. I don't know. It's great. I love it. Thank y'all.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
I'm Ned Fulmer.
I'm Ariel.
We're from the Try Guys, and we have a new podcast called Baby Steps. It's an irreverent parenting podcast, because parenting is not perfect.
We just had a newborn, baby Finn.
I got pooped on. Ariel has pink eye.
I don't have pink eye.
We talk to some experts. We even bring you 4 a.m. thoughts from our garden.
Oh my gosh, it's literally 4 a.m.
Just to go back here, I thought I got poop in my eye.
Yeah.
And that causes pink eye.
Parenting is a mess. We're a mess. You're a mess. Join us every Sunday. Listen to Baby Steps on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast recommends.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.